Let's not do that again this week. We don't need to. Well, we do have some news to talk about there, but
yeah, we don't need to double back as of right now.
Nope. Hey, Timmy, you want to introduce us?
What's up, y'all? We back at it with the G30 podcast. We got a bit of a funny podcast today, actually. I think it's going to make some of us laugh, maybe some of us cry. I don't know, but all I know is it's going to be a good one. That's all I'm going to say. I'm with the homie Count and the homie Michael. Say what's up, y'all.
What up?
What's up? Man, Timmy's got to do the
solid
intro all
the
time.
Yeah, that was solid, man. I like that.
We put out a tweet earlier in the week about, hitting our stride and doing well. And as always, we got a bunch of love. So thank y'all. People are out there listening.
Yes, sir.
They need to go to our Instagram though. We need to build that up. We gotta get on the get G30 a thousand followers.
Jeez. Yeah.
You know that
hashtag get G30 to 1,000.
The video that you guys posted, it actually started picking up a lot of steam. The one with your wife, Cal?
With my wifey. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is how you know I married well.
The right one.
She's just like, hey, look what I made. I didn't tell her to do anything. She just did the whole thing. She's for it. She's for the culture, man.
Fuck yeah. That's what we like to hear.
Yes, that's what I like to hear and see.
Hey, how you guys feel about Chicha back with the seltzer? The seltzer
game. I love it.
Hola a todos. Mi sabor favorito. And I was like, dude, Cheech, cut it, dog. I don't want to hear it.
My
He's favorite brand, though. I like it. He's funny.
My favorite part is when he goes, it's like, yes.
Fucking Christ. I thought that shit was funny, man. He's living his best life out here in LA.
He is. He's fit now, you know. So everyone, yeah, I think people are relaxed a little bit. Are we gonna see him on Saturday? We'll get into that later.
For real.
I don't know. What do you think? You think we see him on Saturday?
I think so. Maybe for like a half or 65 minutes. A good 65 minutes of Chicharito, maybe.
That'd be good. Before we get into it, you guys want to talk about actually news today and news from yesterday. The Olympic qualifying didn't go well. We lost to Mexico. But
yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, but Araujo played. He started. He's doing well. And for some reason, we didn't seem to take that game too seriously. But we took the starters played today.
Yeah.
And what happened there? What happened there, boys?
That was a crazy game. I'm talking about today's game, right?
I'm talking about today's game. Well, this is a mess. Sorry, I'm scatterbrained. Long day.
It's all good.
First, let me ask. The winner last night with Mexico came from Antuna. Did we let him go too soon?
He ain't missing out on shit, dog.
No. He's a quality player, but they were asking too much for him. Luckily, he was here on a loan. He was here as a band-aid, I guess you could say. But I think they were asking a little too much for him. I think Chivas paid like $11 million for him to just play over there. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you used a good word to describe that to me. He was sort of used as a bandage. Like, he didn't really fix anything in the long term, but like he seemed like a temporary fix to whatever we had going on. So I think that's a really interesting way to describe that, because he goes over to Chivas and I don't watch Liga MX. If any of you guys would like to educate me, please, because I don't think he's making waves over there either.
I think he plays. I know he's been in some legal trouble too. He got caught with some strippers and stuff, you know. It's like a
thing. Really?
Yeah.
Chivas lifestyle, baby.
I did not lifestyle. Know that.
But whatever, he's scoring and playing his game. All he did for us was that one run, you know, the run and the cutback, mm-hmm. So I don't know, but people were freaking out on Galaxy Twitter last night, man. They were like, we let him go too soon.
No, I don't think so. He is a fast player. He's quality. He's a quality player. I'm not going to lie, but I wouldn't pay 10, 11 million for him.
Nah, you know who the quality player is around here in CONCACAF is Mikey's boom player, man. You want to tell us about that?
The boy Sebastian Legette, let me get on a fucking high horse right now. I didn't like him last season. I didn't like the way he played, and I thought he was one of the struggling players last year to try and find a spot. And
you've
team.
Always been a little half 50-50.
Yeah, right? I haven't been completely sold on him, but like he scored 4 in his past 4 for the United States, which I think is a very interesting stat to bring up. And if we can play him in that role that the U.S. does, I couldn't see why he doesn't flourish. Because, I mean, granted, the U.S. team is studded with a lot of potential, but, like, fuck, man, he knows how to play here in L.A. Just play them and play him how he plays for the States, and you'll get those same results, man. So, I mean, the tide is turning for me on him.
Yeah, I think that's what Vanny wants to do. They've talked about that, about playing him in a consistent role, which is what the boy hasn't had, I think, in his time here. He's played on the wing. He's played cam. He's played CM. He's played right wing, you know?
Yeah, he's played everywhere but his natural position.
If he has one, I don't think they've given him chance to, like,
prove it anywhere.
Prove it anywhere. But that's, you know, U.S. wins today against Jamaica 4-1. Two of the goals coming from Du Bois, so that's good. We'll see. We'll see when they play. Let's talk about this schedule. Three traficos, boys. Three.
It's more than usual, so I'm happy for it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I looked at the schedule. People were talking about on Twitter that outside of Miami, New York, we play up first. The rest is all Western Conference teams. We're talking about Houston. We're talking about Salt Lake. We're talking about Seattle. We're talking about Levas. We're talking about who else has flip-flopped? Maybe SKC's in there, right?
Yeah.
Two questions. Is the West still the best? And does playing in the West hurt our chances given we're in an unknown right now? What you think, Mike?
I definitely think we're in a turning point in the league, and I don't really think the West is the best anymore, unfortunately. And granted, I'm all for competition within our side of the league, but I just feel like the East just has such a higher ceiling when it comes to playing. Like, you have Columbus, who's fantastic. You have the Red Bulls. Who else do you have over there? You have Atlanta. Atlanta is fucking ridiculous. Like, you have all these great teams. Nashville. Like, I feel like you put any of the East teams against our top five outside of, like, the Sounders. I think it's a pretty washed fucking matchup, dude.
Sheesh.
Yeah, what did you think, Tim?
I'm just saying, yeah, he brings up a good point that he is just picking up a lot of steam, especially Inter Miami. They're picking up some pretty quality players I've seen. I forgot the West Brom player they just recently picked up. He's not coming till the summer, but that's a pretty solid pickup. They're looking like a pretty troublesome. They might give us a problem opening day. I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah, it's going to be like a rough test right out of the gate. Yeah. What about that extra time slander, Tim?
Oh, my God.
Those MLS guys, what are they saying about us?
Never anything good. At this point, I don't know why I still listen to them. It's just a lot of Galaxy slander. And y'all see the 2021 prediction for us?
What is it?
I did not know.
It's the I don't know emoji. I'm like, bro, what kind of prediction is that? Really?
Hit us with it.
They got no type of respect for us.
Yeah, bro. It's just such a cop-out. It's like, let's throw the I don't know emoji.
Tim, do you have the stats?
Oh, shoot.
Do you have it? Yeah, pull it up.
I'll pull it up. It said their key signings were Johnny Bond, Jorge Villafana, and Samuel Granser. They completely missed the fact that we signed Derek Williams. That's like I think that's a pretty crucial signing. We've been craving that center back spot for a long time. And the 22 under player to watch, they said Efraín Álvarez.
Of course.
They forgot all about Julian Araujo, bro. Like, so really?
What do they have on the record? They have the record there, right? The predicted outcome?
Oh, no, that's the 2020 finish.
Oh, from last year. So they're
that was from last year.
They're highlighting the trash.
Yeah.
Not a surprise. Not a surprise.
Not a surprise. The slander continues. But imagine if it was LAFC. Oh, they're going to be first place. But you know what? No more talk on that.
Apparently, we scrimmaged them. And Cheech breaking news on his Twitch. Total Galaxy reported it. Total Galaxy, nice enough to link us up with that information. But Cheat said it was a 4-4 draw, another high-scoring draw.
My goodness.
And he scored once. Mike, thoughts?
I mean, it's about fucking time. I mean, if you can score in preseason, I want to see it in the normal season. And isn't it so funny that, like, whenever Cheech scores, it's like no one's around, no one's watching with a camera. He's just like, oh, I scored. And I'm like, Cheech, dude, we need to see something tangible, like, during the
do it on the season. Big stage.
Yeah, do it on the biggest stage. I mean, I'm sort of at this point where I'm done hating on Cheech. really. Like, he's sort of all we got.
You've turned a corner.
Yeah, I've turned a corner, yeah. But it's not like by my choice. It's just the realization that we're not going to be getting anyone else. So I'm like, by all means, dude, if you can bang goals in preseason, I expect that same energy in the normal season.
You'd love to see it. You'd love to see it. We have a scrimmage coming up on Saturday, I think. Yeah, 7 p.m. Spectrum Sportsnet. We're playing the Revs. I know that we're excited to get these games going so we could start doing a little bit of you know, getting to coverage. That. Yeah, getting to that coverage we want to do where it's like the pregame, right? On the way in, listen to it on the way in.
Yep, a little analysis.
Yeah, I took a little bit of a look at the Revs. I mean, at the end of the day, they're managed by Bruce Arena. We know what that team's going to play like. They're dirty and they're going to get results, right? They have Gustavo Bo, who's a baller, striker still.
Yep.
And over on the the New England Revs Reddit, it's been kind of quiet. They're getting a new stadium. They're caught up in that. They've made some signings, but I don't know. It's a Bruce Arena team. But I want to ask you, since we don't know what they look like, we don't know what we look like yet. What would it take for you to feel good about the team in this game? What do you want to see? And what is a must? Like, if they don't do this, then it's like big red flag. Mike, you have a thought?
First thing out of the gate, I want to see some defensive stability. I know it's going to be hard because Williams is still hurt. I don't think he's going to play. I don't think he's going to get any minutes, but I want to see some sort of defensive stability because we've had this grace period where it's like, all right, we've had the guys that have been hurt come back healthy and everyone should be playing at 100%. I feel that if we bleed more than like two, I mean, shit, we bled Ford FC, but that all but slide. But if we bleed like three plus to the Revs, it's like, fuck. But one thing I do really also want to see is I want to see this Vanny tempo that he yells about at practice where he's like, tempo, tempo, tempo. Like, I want to see like touchline to touchline, these guys just bolting up the pitch for the full 90 minutes, you know?
Yep. What you want to see, Tim?
I want to see, we obviously know that we have a very good, you know, attacking stance on how, you know, the LA Galaxy is supposed to be very attack-minded. I agree with what Mike said. I want to see some defensive stability. That's like my main concern. I want to see how different our defense looks compared to last season because, you know, our defense wasn't that great last year. And if I see some major improvements to our defensive line, I think we'll be a lot more successful than last year.
All right, I'll be different. I want to see cutting passes. I want to see line-breaking passes.
Like incisive passes in the final third?
Yeah. I want to see some kind of organization where they know how they're going to attack as opposed to like last year, they were moving side to side. And like, if you just move, I mean, we know Chancho's life, man. If you move side to side and don't penetrate the final third, right, you're going to get scored on and you're going to lose. And then it doesn't matter. Yep. Doesn't matter how good your defense is.
Man,
right?
Dude, I start playing center back on pro clubs and now I'm like, I want to see defensive. I want to see attack.
No one said a must is a good Chicha performance. No one said that as a must. That's not a must.
I just don't expect it, dude. Like, surprise me. Like, I'm setting no expectations for him because, like, I don't want to be let down. You know what I'm saying?
That too. Even though he is my boom, I do want him to succeed this season. I do think he'll do good for us. But I don't want to put, you know, a lot of expectations on him and be let down again. So, I mean, I'm just more prepared this time.
I mean, I feel like we should hold him to standards, definitely. But after the stinker of a season he had last year, like, you can't tell me what to expect and not to expect from Cheech because he just didn't give us anything to work with. Yeah. Like, I hope he does well.
Me too.
That doesn't mean I expect him to do well. I expect him to look fit and be able to run for however long we have him out there. But that might not translate well. I don't know. But I don't know. Big question mark with Cheech. Generally, I'm on the hate train, but today I'm like,
it's that.
We expect
it's that,
him to do his job.
It's that's that like expect. Off-season angry is wearing away because we have some games to look at. Finally, we won't have to like pull shit out of our ass anymore.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. We have two rumors. We have Kevin Cabral out of France again, and this dude Robert Biris da Mota.
Yep.
He played at San Lorenzo, so he has some South American
some
flair in there. I think he's in the Turkish league now. I was looking at the Cabral highlights. He is a Pavone copy, if I ever saw one. He does that run, like the cutting run with the ball. He goes at the guy. He like stops and cuts back, shoots in. I don't know which foot he is, but it looks like he favors his right. Like he wants to run like a reverse Alessandrini, right? Like he wants to on the other side. He wants to run, but he plays both sides. And he's 1.9 mil, a little expensive. That's transfer market numbers.
Yeah.
But tammable, consistent with Vanny. Yeah. Any of you guys see anything else in there?
He's a solid ball winner as well. Similar to Pavone, you know how Pavone would, you know, if he really wanted to, he would run all the way back to the defensive end and win the ball back if we were struggling on his side of the field. He would run back and, you know, try to win the ball again. And that's what I see with this kid. He is a ball winner, and I like to see that in a winger sometimes.
Yep. Mike?
I have an interesting take because I sort of want to say something that I see a lot, not only on Galaxy Twitter, but I see a lot of like whenever we lose a piece. So let's say like when we lose an Alessandrini or we lose a Pavone, or I mean, granted, you know, whatever the Pavone situation is, I feel that us as a fan base, we need to stop making these comparisons to players that have proven themselves, because when they come here and don't play like a Pavone or they don't play like an Alessandrini, it's easy to point the finger and be like, you fucked up. But that's not what we brought them here for. We brought them here to play their game. And that's why some players are not at the Los Angeles Galaxy anymore, and some still have a job and some still have a contract. So we expect these players to like come in and sort of emulate our style of play, but you also have to give these young kids who want to come here on a TAM deal the ability to express themselves through how they play. Because dare I say, that kid probably has played on a higher level than any one of the 11 players has on our team. So I like what he brings. I think he reminds me a lot of a young Eden Hazard when he played at his time in Lille. He's very quick. He's very explosive. Mm-hmm. And I'm not too sure how tall he is. He didn't look like the tallest guy to me. It looked like he had a lower center of gravity. I'm not too sure if you have him.
I have the stat here. He's 21, actually, from Paris. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And he's 5'10".
Okay, yeah, perfect. Okay, so you're... Yeah. Pavone, pretty much, in terms of the height. You know, like, I know I just doubled back on my whole point, but, like, he is a 5'10 winger. I mean, who else is a 5'10 winger? Let's see. Let me think real quick. Okay, the other Hazard brother is a little taller.
Thorgan, but you're saying let the boy come here and make his own name, right? Yeah. And maybe we need to let go. As you know, that's interesting, Mike, because we always – we've been complaining the last couple of years that we cling to our past too much, but yet we do it ourselves, right? Yeah. Like we need to move on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm guilty.
Yep. What about Damota? Timmy, you had some thoughts on this dude, the CDM.
Mm-hmm. I like his mental toughness in that midfield. He's a bulldog. He's very aggressive. He jumps into the tackle, not cleaned up obviously, but like, you know, he's a very physical type of player, and we like to expect that from CDM, since Perry Kitchen was a very aggressive CDM. But I think this is a step up from Perry Kitchen, I would have to say, because he can find the pass. And when he wants to, he can score a goal. And he comes back on defense when, you know, we're lacking. And he, you know, makes a really inspiring save, I guess you could say.
There are a lot of saves in that highlight package. There's a lot of him in the box. He's everywhere.
Yeah, he is everywhere.
He seems to be everywhere.
And that's what I like. That's what I like.
Yeah, dynamic. This dude is 5'10 as well. He's Paraguayan, actually. Mm-hmm. And he's 26. So, like, now I'm inclined to believe these rumors, right? It's the tammable guys who are here maybe 3-4 years. Vanny, Vision.
Exactly. Long term. Yeah.
You know, long term.
I would love him here for a long time if he plays like that.
So it looks good, and he's cheaper. He's 1.4, 1.5 mil, also very tammable. Yep. Do you feel better about this lineup if we get these guys over the line? Like, are you starting to feel like, okay, there's a vision, or are you still like, oh, I don't know?
Well, yeah, I feel better because, you know, we got the Victor Vasquez signing, and everyone was, you know, mixed emotions about that. But I also said, you know, since we brought in Victor Vasquez, don't expect to not get another center mid possibly. And look what happened. We got a center defensive mid rumor. You know, similar prediction, but we got it through. But hey, I'd be happy if they would both come here. And I think Cabral would fall under the MLS 22 and under rule, I think, right? They were kind of talking about that.
That's that new rule, right? So they can bring him in on like a DP, kind like a young DP that counts different. So they could lock him up. That's a great point.
Yep.
Mike, you feel a little better if these actually happen? Remember, they are still rumors. Yeah. We don't know anything. But do you feel a little bit more stable?
I feel if, these rumors are valid and there's some validity towards them, which obviously there has to be. I feel like the tide is changing. A few episodes ago when Vanny was first appointed, you guys talked about the mentality changing with like the backroom staff and feeling like that, home feeling again, where it feels like we're turning a corner. I feel like I wasn't as sold when that had happened, but I feel like if our desire and our intent is to go after these young guys, like a 26-year-old center defensive midfielder, like Conte signed for Chelsea at 26 and he's damn near almost 30 now. Like from what I saw from those highlights too, like he's everywhere. So I think my attitude changes. It's more of in a positive direction now, as it sort of allows for us to, catch a breath. It's like, okay, we have people that are going to come play. They're not old. They will probably be here for a fair amount of time if they do sign. So, I mean, like my attitude is it's on a positive trend. It's on an upscale for sure. What do you think though?
Yeah, what's your account? Yeah,
I want to see them play. And then I'll have more thoughts next week because for all we know, they ball out. They ball out. And yeah. Oh, Mike's showing me. What is that? Is that Derek Williams?
Yeah,
Derek Williams news? Playing volleyball on the beach.
Breaking news. Breaking news. The G's had a beach day. I don't know if it was today. It could have been yesterday, but they're playing some That's volleyball. Awesome. It looks like Manhattan Beach.
There you go. Derek Williams.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're definitely out there for sure.
Derek Williams.
Oh, what a beauty, Cheech.
Oh, Cheech playing volleyball. Where are these? Are they on the Instagram?
Yeah, they're on the IG. They just
go check them out on the IG. You'll probably see them by the time we say this. Release this. Okay. Well, a little bit of a different Mike's Corner. I guess this time, Mike, you had raised a topic you wanted to talk about. You want to walk us through that?
Yeah, I want to walk us towards this. And I watch ESPN FC. I feel like it's an interesting show. The takes are kind of here and there, people have their opinions and, just like everything, you're entitled to it. But Taylor Twellman conducted an interview with David Beckham. I think it was 2 days ago, and it was talking about the direction of the league and where he sees it heading in the next few years. And David Beckham was quoted saying that he is, as an owner, excited to see that the league is moving step by step in different directions. And he still feels that there's like a lot of work to do. But I thought this was interesting, not for the fact that it's David Beckham, but the fact that he's an owner speaking about the development of the league and where he sees it going. Granted, like he has money invested into the project now. So of course he's going to try and find the positives, but Taylor Twellman posed it with this very interesting question. And they were discussing the likes of big name players coming to play and why David Beckham chose Miami. And his answer to that was because it's Miami.
Yep.
He was like, it's the city. And he feels that he mentioned something along the lines that he doesn't have to really sell it to these big name players. Like he felt that the MLS now is on this level where like it's not his job to sell it anymore. It's you can come and view the project. And some people will buy into it. He mentioned Gonzalo.
Where'd he learn that?
Yeah, I wonder why.
I wonder where.
The poster boy for it. He had mentioned that, the proof's in the pudding. He says that the MLS doesn't really need to be sold to anyone anymore. It's like you can see where the league is heading. And what I wanted to ask you guys is more the fact that, like, do you like that David Beckham as an owner is sort of easing up on the brakes and is like, hey, I don't have to sell this to anyone as much? And like, what does that mean for the other organizations where it's like, where we still feel like we sort of have to cast the line and be like, oh, come play for us. Like you have David Beckham, someone who's a soccer legend and he's not a manager, but he's an owner, but he's just sort of like fucking hands off. He's like, hey man, if you want to come play here, Gonzalo's done it. Matuidi's done it. Some of you guys are getting near that age now.
Hey, there's financial fair play over there though.
Yeah,
issues with that Matuidi deal. For those of you who don't know, they are investigating the Matuidi deal at Inter Miami because they don't know how they got him under the salary cap.
crazy.
I don't know. But that's interesting, Mike. It breaks, to answer your question, it breaks my heart that he's not an owner here, at least a part owner. I think he tried maybe a couple of years ago, but we've been a shit show, right?
Yeah.
So I don't blame him for going to Miami. Much respect. I think the results of that team will answer your question. I don't think we can answer that question right now. Mm-hmm. I think it on the league front, I think you're right. It's like, if you don't want to play here, fuck you. Like, we'll find somebody else. The league is going great. We'll find another Joseph Martinez, right? But the hands-off thing, I don't know. We'll see. That might work differently for their club.
Because it was really interesting, too, because I would have expected him to have something more to say. But it wasn't more necessarily focused on oh, shit, I think I'm lagging.
You're good.
Or no, I'm chilling.
You're good.
Okay, word, yeah. But what I'd wanted to mention is that he necessarily wasn't focused on how they're playing and how Miami's like what their long-term goal is. And granted, it was a 5-minute interview conducted by Taylor Twellman. The substance there is already lacking from the jump, but like it's he was more focused on Miami as a destination. He was like, oh, Neymar, if you want to come party here in Miami, he knows, like all these guys know. So it's going to be interesting to see if Miami ends up with a player like Ronaldo or Messi. But it sort of concerns me that there was no ambition there for him to be like, oh, we want to go after a Ronaldo or a Messi. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of Timmy.
Yeah, speaking of Ronaldo, I know you guys saw that recent Herbalife contract that we just signed for the Galaxy. The little jersey contract that they recently signed for another 10 years.
Yep. That's – at least it's not power tools. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
But then again, who else is the face of Herbalife? Could it be foreshadowing something? Could it be a prediction for the future? I don't know.
It could be. I think people kicked that around for a long time. It's like, oh, just come on over on that Herbalife money. But I think there's probably something to that. I don't know.
Maybe.
The story goes Chris Klein has had dinner with Cristiano.
That's how the story goes?
That's how the story goes. I don't know if y'all have heard that before.
I've never heard that before.
Old rumor.
I think that's before my time.
Yeah, there's an old rumor that they've had the conversation. But, you know, Cristiano is going to do what he wants to do. I don't know.
But if he does come here,
he's a fucking beast.
If he somehow does come to the Galaxy and he gives us the exclusive interview like as all the star players do, and they say, you know, the dinner with Chris Klein, I told him about 20 years ago today. I told him I would be here. I'll be like, man.
Respect on Chris Klein's name?
Yeah.
What? Oh, that's a great question. Does that absolve Chris Klein of his shit? Like, if Ronaldo comes and is like, yo, that's my guy.
Dude, I will forever die on the hill that I think Cristiano Ronaldo is better than Messi. And fuck yeah. Dude, you can bring the most generational talent of the past like 20 years. Fuck yeah. Honestly, you're good. You can leave on that note and we'll all be happy.
Funny, just sidebar. When I was at the away game in Houston for the opener last year, Chris Klein actually came up in the hot ass sun into the stands in a suit.
And he didn't get fucking violated?
No, and people were yelling shit at. They're like, Chris, get shit done. And he literally said, he was like, I'm trying. We're working on stuff. And he was shaking hands and shit. And part of me inside, I was like, oh, I feel bad. But then, like,
yeah, he's a good dude.
But then, like, you know, bad shit happens. Then it's like, dude, what are you doing? But I agree.
Corporate end of the deal.
If he brings, CR7, I don't know. That's why we're in fantasy land now. We're in fantasy land now. We'll see.
Also, what's up? What's up, Count?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to mention about the jersey thing and how there's like another.
The patch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it really
that some shit, right?
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit?
I know Nikki's is fixing them again. Just shout out to Nikki Sports. I can't do anything about the league patch I put on mine, but, you know, it is what it is.
Who would have thought that in 2021 our club is completely incompetent of releasing something that is a finished product that you market as an authentic, only for it to not be inauthentic anymore because the players are going to be wearing the Herbalife 24 patch on the left sleeve.
I'm not too hurt about it. I'm not hurt about less Herbalife, but you're right. You're paying.
Dude, I'm fucking mad. You're paying, like, dude, I don't own a Tech Green yet. And I feel bad for the people that have already bought theirs. Cause like when it comes to me with getting jerseys, like I like my shit like to the T. And granted, I'm not saying Galaxy is the only team that's had problems with sleeve sponsors. Cause Chelsea had the Hyundai thing for a while and that was difficult, but like, motherfucker, are you gonna get it right? Like, dude, next week we'll wake up and then there'll be a fucking Budweiser patch on the back. Like on the back. Hey, there
are. People are restoring them that way. Have you seen that? They're like putting them back. It's dope. Another side note, the Sounders released the Jimi Hendrix jersey. That looks dope as fuck. But then it got ruined in my mind because someone put it next to a Takis bag. And it's like, now I will only see
a Takis bag. Why'd they do that?
That like shit is pretty cool though, dude.
Yeah, check it out if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna buy that for our local Sounders fan, Roland. I think it'd be pretty tight.
Rolandinho. I wish we could call him. I'm gonna figure out how to call people so we can call people.
Dude, and just get him on the ball.
Yeah.
Love you, Roland. It's all good. Yeah. All right, guys. That's another G30 pod. Any last thoughts? Mike, you want to hit him with the socials? What you thinking? You done?
Yeah, no closing remarks for me besides fucking let's get into these preseason games and let's get commentating on some real shit. And if you want to come check me out on socials, I am at DestroyerCFC on Twitter. And if you guys haven't followed us on Twitter or Instagram yet, that would be the G30 podcast at the G30 podcast.
For sure. Also, before I head into my socials, I want to give a big shout out to Total Galaxy because he has definitely been putting in a lot of work with the G's people this past week, and I want to give him a huge shout out and a big thank you to all of us for getting us juicy information on the secret El Tráfico there. So we want to say thank you and a big shout out to you. And you can follow me on my Twitters at SpicyTaco118 and my IG is at SpicyTaco18. And to keep up with us and the G30 crew, you can follow us at IG at G30 Podcast and also on Twitter at G30 Podcast. That's it for me.
Do it. Do it. We hit you double because people haven't been doing it. Just go ahead.
Yeah.
Help us. And I am Count786 on Twitter. That's another week. Later.
All right. Later, peace.